We are back again once more on your radio station live coming from Pretoria in South Africa. It's 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Welcome to this special broadcast. It is brought to you by a government communication and information system. And it is direct in partnership with the community radio stations in South Africa. If you're listening to us right now via a local radio station, welcome to this special broadcast. It is also powered by the Department of Social Development. As you know, it is the 1st of June 2022, and June happens to be Youth Month. And before we could be youth, we should be children. And the 1st of June, fortunately, importantly so, it is widely and universally celebrated as International Children's Day. And Children's Day has its origin from the World Conference for the Well-Being of Children in Geneva. That was back in 1925. Now, governments of all over the world, including South Africa, is actually playing and significantly active in making sure that the advancement of children in whatever form, whether it's schooling, whether it is religion, whether it is just we have even different languages that actually say to us, "Mwana ke mwana wa sechaba." So on the 1st of June, let me just give you a background in terms of how some of these days got to be. In this one in particular, the 1st of June, it dates back from the Chinese USA origin, where in 1925, the Chinese Consul General in San Francisco gathered and a number of children who were orphans at that time to celebrate what they called Dragon Boat Festival. But now, in South Africa, the same week that we are talking about is National Child Protection Week, and is commemorated in the country annually to raise awareness of the rights of children as articulated in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act number 38 of 2005. So tonight we are talking programs by the Department of Social Development that enhances Child Protection Week, Youth Month, as well as International Children's Day in particular. Without any further ado, let me just welcome my guests, and I'm going to ask that they introduce themselves. I'm not going to be introducing anybody. I'm going to start with Doctor. You introduce yourself to the people that we'll be talking to. Otherwise, if you want to talk to our guests, you are welcome to do it on a toll-free number, which is 0800-142-446. 0800-142-446 is the number to dial, and it is free. Definitely, Fenki, Will, and Lerato are actually on your telephones tonight. So, any issues from grants to everything, they will be able to answer for themselves, and I believe so. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. My name is Teboho Mabe. I'm currently the Acting Chief Director for Children's Services from the National Department of Social Development.
Thank you, Doctor. And the gentleman to my right.
Thank you so much, and good evening. My name is Isaac. I'm actually Isaac Chabalala, a social work policy manager for National Adoption Services at the National Department of Social Development.
You're very much welcome. Thank you, sir. Mami?
Dumela mbahaitu. Dibiso laka ke Rose Mnisi. I'm also from Social Development National Office. And then I'm a policy manager for National Adoptions.
I like that title. So we'll talk more about that policing part later on, because it is to the advantage of our own people. Mama Mnisi is bringing quite a lot of insight in terms of how, between the citizens of South Africa and government, how we can work to make sure that children are protected, children are recognized, they have their rights. But ayilunge lokudelela. We will talk about that. Mami, welcome, and thank you so much. If you can introduce yourself.
Good evening. My name is Posham Tembu. I'm a social work a policy manager responsible for orphan and vulnerable children at National Department of Social Development.
All right. Thank you very much. 12 minutes past six. Doctor, lead us with an abstract in terms of International Children's Day, which is the core matter of what we are talking about tonight. If without me asking any preempting questions, give us an abstract in terms of leading us into this conversation and what it means for South Africa.
Yeah. Thank you. Firstly, I would like, you know, to thank, you know, the opportunity that was granted, you know, to us in terms of coming here to present services that we offer, you know, as the Department of Social Development in terms of children.
Yes.
Yes, today is the 1st of June. We all know that it is the, you know, International Day. For International Children's Day, It falls within, you know, the week of what we call Child Protection Week. We have just launched and opened, you know, the week last week in Lusikisiki in the Eastern Cape. So the activities are running through. This coming Sunday, we will be, you know, closing the week, you know, in Umfolozi, in Richard Bay, in KZN. So this is, you know, some of the things that we usually, you know, commemorate and make the community aware in terms of issues impacting, you know, the lives of children. Because we want, you know, to encourage, you know, people to take care and protect, you know, children. Because there are many issues, you know, pathologies that are taking place in terms of child abuse and neglect. And here we are having, you know, specialists, you know, in terms of adoptions. We are having, you know, a specialist, you know, in terms of orphans and vulnerable children, whereby we need, you know, to take cognizance of how should we go about, you know, in caring for these particular children. We have what we call child-headed households.
Yes.
Those are being headed, you know, by children. We have those streets, children working and living on the streets. As the National Department, we develop policies, programs that are implemented, you know, at provincial level that are covering, you know, those particular kinds of children. We also have, you know, the drop-in centers, you know, in provinces. These drop-in centers are the mechanisms of how should we, you know, or go about in servicing, you know, the communities. So in a nutshell, that is what we are bringing, you know, on board to make the community aware in terms of, you know, the services. Adoptions, OVC matters, you know, child abuse, neglect and exploitations. Yeah.
All right. That's the acting chief director responsible for children's services within the Department of Social Development. And we are talking Child Protection Week. We are talking International Children's Day. And doctor, maybe if somebody might be listening to you sharing this very important information, and they might be working with children through ECDs and all these different children structures, and say, but I remember some Children's Day in November, which happens to be Universal Children's Day. Now, we are talking on the 1st of June about Children's Day. What are the differences? And I know it might be the differences in terms of approach or maybe programs or importance. Just give us a bit of a background in terms of all these children days that we have, and in particular the focus that makes it different today than the other children's days.
Okay. Thank you very much, you know, for that. And this must be taken into account that this is a 365 days, you know, campaign.
Yes, indeed.
But as you have alluded, you know, there are special days that are, you know, allocated, you know, for specific, you know, areas. For example, the last Sunday of May is dedicated, you know, to be the launch of what we call Child Protection Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first Sunday of June is, you know, allocated to be, you know, the closure, you know, for that week. But throughout, we have what we call 365 days, you know, campaign, because we don't want to concentrate, you know, in a week, or we don't want to concentrate, you know, in a month. This should be, you know, a year through, you know, kind of, you know, activity whereby we raise awareness and, you know, impart information, and we share what we provide, you know, to communities. So it is a 365 days, and there are special, you know, days within those 365 days, you know, cycle. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you so very much, Dr. Tebogo Mabe. Dr. Tebogo Mabe is responsible as an acting chief director within the Children's Service of the Department of Social Development. Now that we have an understanding, Merosi, Meposhia, and Tate Chabalala, now that we have an understanding, I know you are the ones who are getting your hands dirty. And thank you so very much for holding South Africa up. What is the first thing that comes to mind in terms of experience of working with children's issues, particularly in South Africa? I'm not going to ask in what order, but between the three of you, I believe somebody would start in terms of the experiences that we do have. We have children stabbing each other, godikolo. We have bana baba bolaiwanga o kabetlelwa ke batho. We got issues in South Africa, and we got these units. We got the policies. We got the authority. We got all these things that we can think of. And South Africa is a better country to live in. Give me something logic, ma.
Okay, I'll start. We are working with children who are living and working on the streets.
Yes.
And the challenge that we are experiencing as a department is that most of these adolescents who are living and working on the streets are now using the substances, especially the substance that is called nyaube. And that substance is the dangerous because it also affects their health. And as a department, we managed to develop the strategy and guidelines where we are assisting the service providers on how to deal with children, especially adolescents who are living and working on the streets. Mm. And again, with adolescents living and working on the streets, we realize that there are push and pull factors that pull these children away from their families or from the community. I'll start with the push factors.
Mm.
The push factors is when the parents are using substances in their homes, or where there is domestic violence in the home. The child had no option but to run away from that family, from that household.
Mm.
As a result, they end up living and working on the street. Another challenge is a pull factor. The pull factor that we experience is that children are being pulled in the street by peer pressure, especially when the peers are already living and working on the street, and they sensitize them that it's nice there in the street. Exactly. Then they want to experience what is nice, especially those who are from rural areas.
Mm.
They'll migrate from rural areas to urban areas where they think life is glamorous in the urban areas. Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban. It's where we found a number of these children who are living and working on the street. From the rural area, deep rural areas, when they came to, especially in Johannesburg and Durban and Cape Town, they realized that it's not what they thought. And then they end up being desperate, end up being using these substances, especially with girls. The girls now will end up being sexually exploited on the streets.
Mm.
That's the challenge that we are experiencing in the department.
That's the voice of Mam Tembu. Ooh, Mam Tembu, give me Poshiam Tembu. She's responsible for social work management. And mainly so, as she alluded, orphans and vulnerable children. Rebabitsa ka mabitso a different, the street kitty, rebabitsa, all these different names that are on the street. But however, in terms of policy and in terms of order, let's just call it orphans and vulnerable children support, Mam Tembu, right? And she's raising a very important point. Bana ba diterateng as we speak, even now, we hardly have any one of them listening to this show as we speak. And Tate Chabalala, in addition to what Mam Thembi is talking about, give us your perspective on that one.
Yeah, actually, when it comes to children, I would like to zoom into the issue of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is one of the main issues that is giving us a headache on a daily basis, because daily children are abandoned left, right, and center.
By who?
Different people are abandoning their children. I mean, as parents. For example, at the moment, we are talking about teenage pregnancy. There's a high level of teenage pregnancy that has been reported in South Africa. So in most cases, some parents, some are teenagers, are young children, and some are even adult people, but due to the socioeconomic situation within the country, they find it difficult to be able to look after their children. And at the end of the day, they end up abandoning their children. So those children, they come up the responsibility of the Department of Social Development.
Mm.
Because we need to make it a point that they also enjoy the right to family that is enshrined to them in terms of the constitution.
Yes.
We need to find parents who may adopt these children. And another headache is the absence of parents who are willing to adopt children in South Africa. We've got low numbers of parents who are willing to come up to adopt children in South Africa.
And it
is for that reason why some of those children, they end up being adopted internationally.
Mm.
Child abandonment is my main worry.
But now, Mamnisi, from Ko and Tate Chabalala is talking about, get us into what we need to understand about the policy about adoption in South Africa, because he actually finished with a very important sentence of saying, we hear through newspapers some celebrity in Hollywood adopted some kid in Africa. And we started, it's because Arana di Chelet. But now, what is our policy as South Africa in terms of adoption, so that people get to hear it? And because probably I would be talking from an understanding that you need to be really having some really serious money for you to adopt. Is that the case?
Yeah, thank you. Our policy in South Africa for adoption is guided by the Children's Act 38 of 2005.
Yes.
Where we do have a national placement of children in adoption, and we also have international placement of children, where we refer to it as inter-country adoption. But our main focus and priority is the national placement of children in adoption within South Africa as our country.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking at children who are being abandoned, as Mr. Chabalala have mentioned. And then also relating to the focus for this week, where we're talking about within Child Protection Week, teenage pregnancies, to say some of these teenagers may end up, given their situation, abandoning the children. So we are saying we do have the services available whereby we can assist those abandoned children to place them in permanent homes.
Mm.
Because with adoption, it's a permanent placement of children within their homes.
Yes.
The children have the right in terms of the constitution to grow up in a permanent family. And then we also have issues where children are neglected and abused by their family members, or some of them by their own parents. Social workers will work with the parents to correct the situation of abuse within the family. However, if there are no prospects of correcting the situation, there are no improvement, we don't want to expose children to secondary abuse and taking back the children. So we place children in terms of protecting them within our temporary safe care, where we can place them in our child and youth care centers, where they will be protected whilst we are still attending to the matter of abuse. And then for abandoned children, whilst we are still investigating in order to trace the parents or the family of the children. If everything has failed, we can't find any family, and then we're looking at adoption as an option. There are other options of foster care where it's a temporary measure until the child is 18 years, unless if the child is still at school, the period can be extended for the placement of the child within foster care. We discourage the institutionalization of children. That is why we say adoption is the best option, where children can grow up in a loving and caring families and become permanent members of such families.
But now, Dr. Mavi, as we are conversing about the protection of children and stuff, I'm wondering how much of children's homes do we have and that are legitimately licensed? And are they getting to be licensed from the department, or they get to be licensed somewhere else? Because the experience is that we find most of the children's home end up being the dikgongwana tsa criminality. You know, at the end of the day, you fail to understand how does a licensed organization end up being somewhere where bafana ba haba tswa or bafana ba le bana ba batomile bana le 8 years. You know, by the time they're 13 getting into their teenage, ba luisitse the owners and the custodians of the organization, ibile says ba takeile over and kwira no setse go tsubelwa da. I'm just speaking a layman's language, doctor. Now, the department is faced with having to make sure that these homes are well sustained, they well managed, and all that stuff. Give us a perspective in terms of how do you ensure that what Mem Amnisi is talking about is actually an ideal thought that is actually achieved practically in South Africa as the head of children's service.
Okay. Yeah. There are norms and standards that are being provided by the Children's Act to say this child and youth care centers need to comply with in terms of registration. Definitely, these centers need to be registered so that, you know, they can, you know, offer valid, legitimate, you know, programs that are licensed, you know, by the department. So we encourage people, you know, to register, you know, their facilities with the department so that ultimately they can also get, you know, support from the department in terms of, you know, the provision, you know, of services, in terms of the financial support at times, if at all, you know, we have budget. But definitely there are provisions, you know, in the Act that stipulates, you know, that the this child and youth care centers need to comply with. So there's also, you know, monitoring of these child and youth care centers that the department also, you know, undertakes in terms of, you know, going to do site inspection to ensure that definitely these child and youth care centers do comply with the norms and standards as per the stipulation of the Children's Act. And then if they are not registered, you know, the department, you know, supports them in terms of taking them through the process so that ultimately the children who are being admitted there are admitted in a licensed, registered, you know, facilities recognized by the department. The department do have a list, you know, of those, you know, registered child and youth care centers that we are talking about. And they are those that you are talking about that are not registered, but we encourage the owners, you know, to come forth, you know, to register so that they can also have our backup in terms of, you know, assistance from us.
If you have just joined us, now my name is Mosotho Stone and I am live from the GCIS radio studios from Pretoria. We are talking the Child Protection Week, the International Children's Day. We are basically talking about the rights of children and what the Department of Social Development is actually, what is its role? Because I believe South Africa in general, all the departments have a role to protect children in one way or the other. The police have their own role. But today we are talking the social development Memam Tembu, and talking about you know, orphans, which in my mind it tells me that Memam Tembu, do we have a legitimate database of such kind of individuals, if I may put it that way? Beyond them being children, the South Africans, they might not actually be registered with Department of Home Affairs. They might be younger than that. They might not have been certificated and all that. Now, I'm asking in terms of, you are dealing with orphans and vulnerable children, which are exposed to not having access to the system. Talk to us about that role.
Okay, thank you. With regards to orphan and vulnerable children, according to Children's Act, Chapter 8 of the Children's Act has emphasized that as a department, we need to strengthen prevention and early intervention services to address to those who are not admitted to the child protection system, those who are still in the community.
Yes.
So as a department, we came up with a new program that is called RISIHA, RISIHA program. RISIHA is a Sitsonga name which means resilience.
Yes.
In this program, we are rendering services focusing on those children who are especially orphan and vulnerable, who are in the community at a community level to strengthen early intervention and prevention services. And in this program, we are working with social service practitioners, the child and youth care workers, and the social workers, community development practitioners who are assisting the department to identify those children in the community. Those children are identified in the community, and when they identify, they link to the drop-in center. We're using the drop-in center as an access point where they'll be able to be provided with psychosocial support, provided with food, assist them with homeworks, and so forth. And again, our social service practitioner also, they are also assisting those who are having disability and chronic illnesses who are in the communities living with the caregivers. For example, if the child has a chronic illnesses or maybe the disability, living with a disability, so the caregiver or the parent is overwhelmed, doesn't know how to deal with that child, the child and youth care worker or the child and youth care will visit, will conduct home visit because they are reaching them in the community at a household level. They will identify them and assist the caregiver and to refer those child to the primary health care so that they can be able to access services from the primary health care services.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so very much. That's from the perspective of the Department of Social Development in terms of playing that role, as I asked, to say, you find an orphan, you find a vulnerable child who stays on the street. They grew up there since they were six. Nobody can actually even attest to them having an ID. That in itself says the poor kid doesn't have a future, because, I mean, they need your birth certificate. The requirements of getting an ID in South Africa, go Home Affairs, is you having to attest that you're legitimately from South Africa. It starts with the parents. It starts with the legitimacy of you being here. And somewhere, somehow, we don't want to be registering any South African as somebody who comes from outside and all those different dynamics, Dr. Mabe. Now, the amendments to the Children's Act, what is the necessity and what brought it about? What brought about the amendments, as we know the Children's Act as it is of 2005? Now you have some of the amendments. Are you able to take us through those amendments? What are they specifically? Maybe one or two, if there are too many of them. Just one or two main important ones that we should be recognizing as umphakathi wase South Africa?
Okay. The piece of legislation that we are talking about is the Children's Act 38 of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It was implemented in 2010. So from 2010 up until now, during the implementation thereof, there were gaps that were identified.
Mm-hmm.
So to overcome and bridge, you know, those gaps, that is where we are in terms of the Children's Amendment Bill, so that we can overcome and bridge the gaps, you know, that have been identified. Currently, there are so many, you know, gaps that were identified, and the process is before the Portfolio Committee in Parliament.
Mm.
So, you know, as I say, you know, the it ranges, you know, from foster care, you know, to adoptions, you know, to ECD, even though, you know, ECD has migrated, you know, to Department of Basic Education.
Mm.
But the things that necessitated, you know, for the review of the amendment are the gaps that were identified during the implementation thereof.
All right. Thank you so very much. If you want to share a conversation and a discussion with us, you are welcome in any South African language. And because we know that sometimes we are not able to express ourselves in English the way Mosotho Stone is doing, kapa the way Dr. Mavi is doing, kapa the way Memam Tembu is actually putting it, you are welcome to ask and be as real as possible, because these children's issues that they travel out, they're actually working, they're actually happening in the communities. They're not happening in the studios. A studio is just a platform for us to actually reflect on what's happening in the communities. So, from KwaZulu Natal, you know Moses. Sawamgela Moses, kunjani?
Ngidingelele msakazi, ngidingelele abalaleli. Sanibona ninjani?
Siyaphila baba.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Msakazi, ukukhuluma noMoses Khumalo waseShowe eMbongolwane. Ngiyamuzwa, but the point any raise emsakazweni about the children. My question engayo ngoMoses Khumalo, what about the children, the street kids? So the street kids there, but on the road, and then other children, he's got the family, but sometimes the family, he can't manage to look after the children. The time you see about the children, if you see about the life,
mm-hmm.
the life he's showing the children, it look like abuse.
Mm.
How to make this children's safety, and then how to look after for these children as a parent, he can manage to look after her.
All right. Sibonga kakhulu mtunga for uPaulo lwakho ba.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Ngiyabonga. Mama Mthem.
Siyabonga baba mtunga. Baba mtunga, children who are living and working on street, sibabiza ukuthi ama street children, but asababiza ama street children, so sibabiza children living and working on the street in terms of e-act yethu, umthetho wethu.
Yes, yes.
Labantwana baba mtunga, bese bebe sihlala estrateni, so governor, so uhulumeni. Siyakhona ukuba, because according to the act, they are declared as children who are in need of care and protection in terms of Section 150, the Children's Act. Okusho ukuthi umthetho uthi labantwana kumele banakekelwe, kumele ba protect. So umthetho usho kanjalo. So bese sibona umntwana esistrateni, sibona ukuthi abazali abakhoni izidingo zalomntwana, or abazali abakhoni ukunakekela lomntwana. Siyakhona ukuba identify from the streets. Kodwa ingxaki sinayo baba umntu ukuthi maybe seyitradeni asivumela ukuthi sibaphoqelele ukuba susa eyitradeni. Siyayale sibakhansele maybe sebe ready ukuthi singabanceda siwuhulumeni, then siyabasusa ke eyitradeni sibathathe sibaplace kuma child and youth care centers. Kuqala bebabiza ukuthi ama children's home, but manje sesibabiza ama child and youth care centers, sibabeke lapho. Maybe cut the business for Muxa a court, Miss Vatola, you court order, Mrs. Banagagula gave my baba admit you are my child in youth care centers like any other child. It's regarded as orphans and vulnerable children who are in need of care and protection in terms of Section 150 of the Children's Act in Jengba Sing Pauli. So, see, as I'm cool. And then, maybe it's a strategy in Dunga, Gugusibasibanama outreach workers, it's about Kasha Yusu Hulmin. Ama outreach workers, ama community, ama caregivers, our Zuxibans and Abantuana, they're trained by Hamba Bayeguma hotspot, Labasala Kona. Kula ama hotspot, but figure papa pay counseling, best baba kumanisa nama dropping center, good mega gabi rage, good sim suses pattern. We are a dropping center, a figure a geze, a nigga ugula, a shinchi impasa, a begase, mega funda, or if you fun be the school, mam kase, which I couldn't go attend a school. And then make a sir rage, sati. Hi, Angsafunuk Pema, Angsafunuganza Luto, some funguting be a kai. See, ahamba ke bese sithi ama social worker ayahamba ayekhaya babuntu ngoba etsho ukuthi ama circumstances ekhaya njani. If ama circumstances are conducive for the child ukuthi ama parents yakhona or caregiver uyakhona ukumnakekela umntwana, then the mntwana uzo reintegrate back to the community, back nemndeni wakhe. But if sibona ukuthi after reunification services i social worker yabona ukuthi isimo ekhaya sikakabi right kakhulu, siyamthatha lo mntwana sibukise simplace kuma-child and youth care centers, bese sisebenzisana nomndeni ukuthi sibone ukuthi ingxaki zikuphi, singabanqeda kanjani, singabaxhasa kanjani ukuthi bazokhona ukunakekela lo mntwana.
All right. Now ungasitshayela ucingo njengoba Moses Khumalo umdunga wase KwaZulu Natal. And my approach will be that we are not just having a conversation about, you know, things that are not existent within our own communities. Umzukulu wakho ubhema inyawo, and you're sitting there having a very good year to Dr. Mabe, to Mam Tembu, to Mam Nisi, to Ntate Tshabalala. And your perspective could be of so much importance towards any kind of policy that the Department of Social Development is doing. Tell us your experience. 0800-142-446. 0800-142-446. In the name of Child Protection Week, in the name of International Children's Day, in the name of children's liberty, children's humanity. I mean, we have children who are going to school every day. We hear about children bullying each other. We hear about children losing their parents. Dr. Mabi, we have dikoholo le dikoholwana re na le all these different kind of children. And it is quite very important that we acknowledge that in our shopping centers, we see groupies and groupies and groupies of old-looking kind of like children. Some of them, they probably look far more older than me and you. And the policy is not practical on them. Let's talk about the stakeholders, the supporting departments, all this institutionalized. I know the Constitution is already supporting us and all that stuff. Talk to us about gore lona le thata ka bo mang within this government, because all on your own, it seems to be social development cannot arrest any kid, for instance.
Thank you. That is true. Social development, you know, cannot work on its own. We have stakeholders, and care and protection of children is an intersectoral, you know, collaboration.
Yes.
Whereby other departments needs or are taking, you know, they need, you know, to come on board. You have alluded upon on the issue of lack of documentation, you know, of certain children who don't have birth certificates. Indeed, we do have, you know, such experiences, and we do have, you know, such cases. So the Department of Home Affairs is our partner in terms of documentation. So we have developed, or we have close working relationships, you know, with our stakeholders, for example, your Department of Home Affairs,
yes,
to be responsible for their own mandate, to carry out and execute their mandate in terms of stepping in terms of, you know, issuance of documentation.
Mm.
We also have Department of Basic Education, because we believe that, and we should, you know, regard, you know, education as key.
Mm.
So if at all, you know, children are not, you know, at school, we become, you know, concerned and worried.
Yes.
So there are, you know, referral mechanisms that are in place in terms of working with other departments. Ma'am Tembu talked, or Ma'am Nisi talked about children who are adopted, because they need to go through children's court process.
Mm, so the department, that's another part, yeah.
So the Department of Justice is also, you know, another department that is key in terms of, you know, the issuance of the court orders, so that these court orders are used, you know, for placement of these children in those particular alternative care, you know, options. For example, in foster care, in adoption, which is the permanent placement,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, mm-hmm. as, you know, temporary safe care. We also have Department of what? Yeah, so those are, you know, some
police
of the
police should be part of
the
that
police,
as well.
Yeah, the police mm-hmm. are also on board in terms of, you know, investigating the whereabouts, you know, of parents,
mm.
because these abandoned, you know, children, we need to ascertain where the parents are. So they need, you know, to be involved in terms of investigating, you know, the whereabouts, you know, of these abandoned children.
Mm.
So those are, you know, kind of, you know, stakeholders that we work, you know, collaboratively with. Besides the government departments, we also have civil organizations, what
yes.
we call, you know, the NGOs,
mm,
mm. yeah, which are also, you know, party, you know, to the sector. We have, you know, both child welfare. We have Save the Children,
Early Childhood Development.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. So we have, you know, such linkages. And we have, you know, developed, you know, referral mechanisms in terms of how do we go about when we have identified a child, you know, in the street, where should that particular child go in accessing? We have, you know, the social workers, you know, on the grounds to say each and every, you know, person who is concerned need to approach, you know, the social workers. If at all, you know, a child is being abused, the Children's Act, there is a provision in the Children's Act where, you know, there are, you know, certain people that need, you know, to report such. So it covers, you know, all ranges, you know, of people to say, if you are suspecting, please go and, you know, approach the social workers, notify them so that they can go and investigate the, you know, allegations, you know, of such matters.
All right. And I forgot to mention to you as a listener that we also have a WhatsApp number on 065-935-5488 for all those who are not like Mosotho Stone and Dr. Mabi and Tate Tshabalala and Mema Mnisi and Mema Mthembu, who are able to talk openly. So maybe we're now how can the expresser, but you are able to use your own fingers. 065-935-5488. You are welcome to make a conversation with us. Let's take Karabo from Ko Pretoria. Karabo?
Good evening. How are you?
Riten lekae, ma'am.
Thank you for such an interesting topic. I'd just like to ask few things, maybe two or so. I would like to understand in terms of the policies, how the Department of Social Development, how are they ensuring that those policies or the Children's Act do align in terms of the families of those children? Because we have to understand that, especially for such children, I'm specifically talking on behalf of such children, considering that
Yes.
They do come from different families, considering that we have different family structures, like that those that are from single parents' families that are headed by women. You'll find that such women in such families are not able to take care of their children, and others, in other cases, they come from step families and they go to the street maybe because of the mistreatment of step parents. So I would like to understand, so when the policies are formulated or the Children's Act, how the department ensures that also they analyze or they also accommodate the families of children to also empower parents in those families, because I believe that also parenting styles matter.
Not just children, but also those who support them, Garabo, yeah.
It should also start from there. And also in terms of the family reunification programs, how effective are they? Like I'm saying, specifically for such children, which I am taking on their behalf.
All right. Thank you so very much, Garabo, for raising that one. Please listen on your radio for the responses, because I'm going to cut your question into two approaches. The national adoptions part, in terms of the very same question, and Mam Tembu lead us also on the orphans part, which is Garabo is specifically actually asking about, to say support cannot only be that of children, but those who are actually assisting and supporting. Some of them, they might not have the capacity, either socially, mentally, or institutionally, to provide that kind of support. But park that question and the response. Let's get to hear what Asiri, who's listening to Capital Life in Pretoria, has to say. Asiri?
Yes, bro.
Goed gaan het, my bro?
Lekker.
I thought you speak Afrikaans because you are in Pretoria, so that's why I spoke Afrikaans.
No, I do sometimes.
South Africa is a better country to be in, my brother. Welcome.
Sure. And greetings to all the guests there. Bro, I want to ask a question here. Maybe two questions. I want to know, how old is a person regarded as a child based on the department constituencies that the guests are representing there? From which age to which age? Number two, let's say I'm roaming the streets of Pretoria and I find this child, I speak to them and I realize that, man, this person needs to do something, but they don't know where to go. And I also don't know where can this person go. Are there any numbers that maybe one can find to call? Maybe that we can call and find out the nearest center where these kids can maybe go and get assistance, because most of them, they do want to leave the streets. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Asiri. Listening to Capital Life, it's based here in Pretoria, one of the local radio stations making waves happen. And I think the last part that Temabi is actually pointing out to you, and if we can just start about it, to say we do have people that we talk to and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes we do feel for them. Here I am, Kemosoto Stone, I find somebody go Pretoria Street and they really want to go through wanting help and all that stuff. I know at the national level, we might spend 2 days trying to actually specifically call each name and each contact. But what would be the contact at the national level there as a start that we could use? Or maybe what would be the approach, as Asiri is actually pointing out?
Okay. Thank you. I'm happy when you are talking about the approach, because we have local social workers. In each, you know, area, we have, you know, what we call, you know, area social workers. So if at all Asiri is from Pretoria, he can locate, you know, social workers, you know, offices, either government or non-governmental, you know, social workers, to report the matter, so that, you know, the cases, you know, can be taken over.
Yes.
So in terms of the approach, we encourage people to link up, you know, with each and every social worker, you know, on the ground, that they can, you know, come across with. Thank you.
All right. And also, because we do have smartphones, and I believe that we're smarter than our smartphones, and if we are able to go onto www.tiktok, then we can go onto www.dsd.gov.za. What Dr. Tebogo Mabe has been alluding to right now, it's easily accessible on the website. Even if you don't hear Ntate Mabe's voice on the website, the information is still the same. So let's do ourselves a favor. Let's be smarter than our smartphones. Resa romela di WhatsApp fela tsa di pass along, and some of them that they might be ukraele something that it reflects human trafficking, and we all laugh about it. You know, ngwana ke ole wa gogiwa mola and everything. We find it here, but we don't find out who actually made this video and where does it come from and all that kind of stuff. So www.dsd.gov.za. Let's get to Karabo's question from the adoption side. Memamnisi Ntate Chabalala, if you can lead us with that one. And also, we will definitely get to Moses. I think we did speak to Moses, but now we only left with about 3 minutes. If we can just, as we speak to it, also make it sort of a parting shot in terms of giving people hope in terms of where to go from here, based on these questions that Moses, Karabo, and Asiri have already put to us.
Thank you very much. In terms of development of policies, which the question was, are they aligned to the realities on the ground? Yes. Before we formulate policies, we look at what are the needs on the ground from the people's side. And then we have representatives whereby social workers who are working on the ground know what is happening with regards to the needs of the people, to say which are the problem areas, and we formulate policy based on that evidence that is coming from the representatives of the communities.
Uh-huh.
And then in a policy, we do formulate a situational analysis, which talk to problem statement, which were information that came from the ground. And then before we can say a policy is approved, we go through the process of consultation, where we consult with all the relevant stakeholders, all the relevant service providers, especially considering what the Children's Act is saying in terms of child participation. We also involve children who are affected by issues that are happening on the ground, so that they make inputs in terms of the policy that we are developing before we can finalize the policies.
All right. Yes. All right, Ma'am Amnis. Is that all? Because actually I'm told that I do have a voice note that I need to put, only when you're done.
Yes, I just want to add to say we like to encourage South Africans to come forward to adopt children, because there are a number of children that are available and are already being assessed to be adoptable. So before we can place children internationally, we really need to place more of our children within the country as a priority.
Oskwatsap, Mem Amnesty has already alluded to you. There are many situations that could lead to us as adults not to have pele hoyaka, we say it kasetu, or and all that. You will be able to be helped not only just to acquire a kid. You know, it's not just a matter of just buying sweets. It's a matter of just verifying. And Kamkho Memamnisi is actually putting it, is that it is a very safe process and the most legitimate in terms of our South African constitution. So you are welcome. Go on to that and find out if you're interested. Adopt a child. Let's not take our kids out of Africa. Yes. Voice note.
Sanbonani, Haritweni, Kamala Mthembelihle, Ngwakamhlongo, eThekwini. Mina ekhaya sinomfowethu uma wenze yonke into ukuthi amsize. Manje uhlele emgaqweni and it's painful ngoba uma uzame ngawo wonke amandla ukuthi amsize. Simamukelile ukuthi ubhema lezi zinto lezi, so sazama ukumsiza. Manje asazi ukuthi simsiza kanjani ngoba ushiyile ikhaya waya emgaqweni. Aphinda futhi usiqedile ngokusitshontshela endlini. So asazi senze njani. Kubuhlungu, siyathanda ukuthi asizakale. Ngiyabonga.
Ma'am Tim, I think this goes straight to you. Is he vulnerable or is he just a delinquent?
He's vulnerable. Lo mfowenu siyabonga sisi. Ukuthi singamnceda kanjani sihulumeni. Sinama outreach workers asebenza ngalabantwana ngama children who are living and working on the street. Ama outreach workers aqashwa yi ama NGO asebenza ngalabantwana, maybe ngaya ku Department of Social Development ubuze ukuthi amapha ama organization asebenza ngalabantwana. Labantwana siyahamba ama outreach workers ayahamba ekuma hotspots labahlala khona, lababhema khona. Bese babefika khona baba cancel baba provider I psychosocial support baba cancel and then after canceling baba thatha baba mukise kuma rehabilitation center kuthi bahambe bayobanceda ukuthi bakhona ukuthi babasiza ukuthi bayeke ukubhema lezi zinto abasibhemayo. And then bese ephuma ku rehabilitation center siyamthatha simukise ku child and youth care center njengoba bengishilo ngithi umthetho wethu Children's Act iba regarded as children who are in need of care and protection. So siyabathatha sibabukise kuma child and youth care centers through ama court order bese siyabaplisa lapho la sizobanakekela khona. But into esihluphayo ukuthi asikhona ukubasusa estradeni ngenkani. Umthetho uvuma ukuthi sibasuse forcefully. Hence nama outreach workers abanabo ayakubo labahlala khona baxoxisane nabo. And kuleke khona manje baningi abantu esikhulile ukubasusa estradeni through the process ama outreach workers.
All right. Quickly, Ntate Chabalala, are you able to find an example of this kind of child, a home, eventually, as adoption?
Like I already indicated, when it comes to finding a home for children, it's quite a mission for social workers.
And it also depends on the attitudes and the behaviors and all those things. That's what I'm asking, basically.
So it is for that reason why, as the department, we try our level best to try to talk about the adoption itself in a way of promoting it so that, you know, the attitude of people in the country may change and become positive so that everyone can become positive in terms of adopting or taking care of a child. Like I already said, we are in a situation whereby we have more children that are in need of care and protection more than prospective adoptive parents. So there is no balance. So that is what we are actually struggling with.
All right. Now, lastly, that we have run out of time, Dr. Mabe, let's talk about programs, projects, events throughout this month. As we know that child protection, you have said very importantly that it's a 365-day kind of activity. Now, are there any projects and programs and events that the department has planned for this month in particular, it being a youth month, it being child protection, it being International Children's Day? What are we doing as South Africa to ensure that, you know, the promotion that the Chabalala is talking about in terms of adoption, you know, the recruitment of the buy-in, basically, of early childhood developments, children's organizations? What are we doing to, basically, in my own terms of media, to say, how are we networking around this?
Thank you. In terms of taking the 365 days campaign forward, there are planned activities that are lined up, you know, throughout. And as I said, you know, this coming Sunday, it is a closure of the Child Protection Week.
Yes.
But we are not closing, you know, the matter up. Yeah, it is just that, you know, we are, you know, closing what we call Child Protection Week.
29th of May to the 5th of June 2022.
Yes.
That's what Ntate Mabi is talking about.
The first Sunday, you know, of June,
yes,
is the closure. But we continue in rendering and promoting, you know, activities regarding the care and protection of children throughout.
Yes.
And I must say, we are here from Children's Services Unit. There are other, you know, programs that DSD is offering in terms of families, in terms of, you know, anti-substance abuse, in terms of the grants, in terms of poverty alleviation. So Children's Services is one of the unit from DSD that is here today, tonight. But there are other, you know, units that will be coming and promoting and, you know, imparting information to the communities in terms of how can we integrate, you know, services, you know, towards, you know, our communities in terms of service delivery.
All right. This has been a special conversation and a discussion between the Department of Social Development and Government Communication and Information System, along with you, Mlaleli, and with the expertise of our officials from the department. Lastly, I'm just going to quickly give a moment just to Memam Tembu to actually make a last word on this matter. As I've already alluded, this conversation was led by Dr. Tebogo Mabe, who is the acting chief director within the department, responsible for children's service. And then from the National Adoptions Office, the social management, Mayor Rose Mnisi, as well as Ntate Isaac Chabalala. And also from the Orphans and Vulnerable Children's Unit, we do have Memam Tembu, which I'm going to give an opportunity as the last one right now.
As a department, we have a call-free number. Gender-based command center is operating for 24 hours. The number is 0800-428-428.
It's a toll-free number indeed.
For 24 hours assistance. If you have any challenges, you can phone this number. It's and then we'll be able to assist you.
It's a pity, Mom Tembu, we don't have tiki boxes anymore and we don't have public phones anymore because vandalism in South Africa has cost us that kind. But otherwise, the number is toll-free from any landline, 0800-428-428. Thank you so very much. It has been a very insightful discussion. We might not have had 56 million people, but we had a number of millions in terms of years. And what you have just alluded to tonight changes something somehow within South Africans. May it be your cause that the department thrives and make a significant impact within our communities.
Thank you
so very much. My name is Mosotho Stone. Thank you so very much for your attention tonight. Kofi tare kopana gape. Good night.
Thank you.